This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone of the country's first ambitious and multipurpose Ken Betwa National River Linking Project in Khajuraho, Madhya Pradesh, on the 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the country's first Omkareshwar floating solar project and performed Bhumi Pujan of 1,153 Atal Gram Sushasan Bhavans. Mr. Modi also released a stamp and a coin in memory of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said, "For the BJP, good governance is not a one-day event, but it is the identity of its governments." Sharing memories of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, Mr. Modi said, "Atalji has always been our source of inspiration for good governance and good service." Appreciating the role of Baba Saheb Ambedkar, the Prime Minister said, "Dr. Ambedkar's vision and farsightedness have contributed significantly to strengthening India's water resources, water management and dam construction." The cost of Ken Betwa National River Linking Project is 44,605 crore rupees. 90% of the project expenditure will be borne by the central government and 10% by the respective state governments. This project will provide irrigation facilities in more than 8 lakh hectares of area. More than 7 lakh farmer families of 2,000 villages in 10 districts of Madhya Pradesh will be benefited. Ken Betwa Link National Project will also provide drinking water facility to 44 lakh people of 10 districts of Madhya Pradesh. This project will generate 103 megawatt of hydropower and 27 megawatts of solar power. On the occasion of the 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, the Good Governance Day function was organised at Lok Bhavan, Lucknow. On the occasion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath paid floral tribute at Vajpayee's statue and remembered his life and works. Addressing the programme, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, "Atalji gave good governance to India, which took the country to new heights." Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also unveiled the statue of Atalji at Kudiya Ghat, situated along the banks of the Gomti River in Lucknow. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah today dedicated more than 10,000 newly established multi-purpose primary agricultural cooperative societies, dairy and fisheries cooperatives to the nation at Pusa in New Delhi. Mr. Shah also distributed registration certificates, RuPay Kisan credit cards and micro ATMs to the newly formed cooperative societies. These financial tools are designed to provide easy access to credit services in panchayats and promote financial inclusion. In Uttarakhand, 4 people lost their lives after a state transport corporation bus fell into a deep gorge in Bhimtal in Nainital district. According to police, the bus carrying 28 people was going from Pithoragarh to Haldwani. All the 24 injured passengers, including 21 seriously injured, have been admitted to different hospitals. Relief and rescue operations have been completed at the spot. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has expressed deep grief over the accident and wished for the speedy recovery of the injured. In Kazakhstan, dozens of people were killed today after a passenger plane crashed with 67 people on board. The country's emergency ministry said there were at least 25 survivors. The plane, operated by Azerbaijan Airlines, caught fire as it attempted to make an emergency landing near the city of Aktau. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, people decorate their houses with a Christmas tree, an illuminated star and holy wreaths, and exchange gifts. Churches are organizing special Christmas services and events. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the nation on the occasion of Christmas. In cricket, India will take on Australia in the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Melbourne tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 5 a.m. IST. And with that, we end this news bulletin.